Welcome back to Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. Seventy-5 years ago this week, a blind man named Morris Frank traveled from Tennessee to Switzerland to meet a dog. Not just any dog, but Buddy, a female German shepherd who had been trained to be his guide. Mr. Frank received his dog from Dorothy Eustace, a canine trainer for police and rescue work. Ms. Eustace had become interested in guide dogs after visiting a school in Germany that had taught them to help blind war veterans. An article she wrote inspired Mr. Frank to imagine greater independence for blind people everywhere. He and Ms. Eustace agreed to pursue this goal together, starting with the training of Buddy. When Morris Frank took Buddy home, she became the first official guide dog in America. The pair toured the nation together, attracting attention from the public and the press. People were amazed by their ability to navigate busy streets and master other challenges of daily life. Morris Frank was thrilled by his new freedom, and Dorothy Eustace soon opened the first school in the United States for guide dogs for the blind, which she named the Seeing Eye. There are about 7,000 guide dogs working in America today. They are trained to respond to commands, but also to think on their own, to disobey if told to cross a street when a car is coming. Perhaps most difficult of all is learning to ignore other dogs and cats while on duty. And for this week, that's the Living on Earth Almanac.